Today it's 21st of March. In Kyiv it is sunny and already almost warm. In previous years around this time, the barbecue season began in Ukraine. People went out of towns, brought meat and firewood with them, roasted with meat and enjoyed the sun and the approaching summer. For Ukraine and for many other Eastern European countries, such barbecue trips are an old tradition passed down from generation to generation. And even the war could not break this tradition. Our comrades from a position not far from ours called yesterday and invited us to join them for a barbecue. They found meat in one of the shops that had already opened, picked up broken wooden boxes at the construction site from which the excellent firewood came out, and during a break they roasted several portions of barbecue, which they shared among themselves and soldiers from neighboring positions. I popped in for my portion for just a few minutes. There was no more time for me. I ate my portion standing, without a plate and even without a fork. All this simply was not found. But even in such field conditions, there was a feeling that these pieces of fried and already cooled meat came to us from some other peaceful and calm times. Less than a month separates us from these times, but it already seems infinitely far away. I can hardly remember how every morning I was going to work and returning from it in the evenings. I forgot how much milk and bread costs, and I don't really go to the shops anymore. My bank account has hardly changed since the beginning of the war. A month ago it was about $50. Now it's 48 or so. This month I went to the store twice. Once I bought a bottle of soda, another time, it was today, ice cream, the kind that I loved so much before, but now I don't even notice the taste of it. I ate my ice cream and regretted the money I spent on it, or thought I spent less than a dollar. I beat myself up for every penny spent. After all, I don't have spent money at all. I live on everything ready in the army, and soda or ice cream is a whim that is easy to refuse. But the fact that the army feeds and clothes me doesn't mean at all that I don't need to worry about money. I really, really need to worry. My parents and my daughter became refugees in different countries and without sources of income. That's why I reproach myself for wasting a couple of dollars. After all, these dollars could be transferred to my relatives. And I'm far from the only one in a situation like this. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of men and women in the army are racking their brains over how to help relatives who stayed in Ukrainian cities or got abroad. And I really want to ask people who listen to me in Europe, friends, please help refugees. Remember that even a couple of dollars or even a piece of bread can save a human life. Believe me, every Ukrainian and all of Ukraine will be grateful to you when our nightmare is over, when our victory will come.